Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Another wonderful day, a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are going to be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day, a wonderful day. And our God is good. Hallelujah. Many, 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 many things can come about during the day. But our God is with us and he's in the midst. So it is a beautiful day. May not be smooth sailing, but he is there. Hallelujah. The calm, the sea. Bless the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God called to pray. Prayer first. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, prayer first. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I've been thinking about the show all this week or past week and just wondering what and praying, asking God what he would like for me to say and do. And I just get the feeling it's just continue to do what you're doing. And you know that this is our pilot series. We'll get it all together and worked out. And I don't know if it will ever be, if it will ever be a regular set format. There are some things that I know that will, that we're going to perfect, but basically it will be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that something is said that will make a difference. Something is, that will be said that will open your spirit. Something that will excite your spirit. Something will be said that will be a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A moment. Build your faith, your hope. Hallelujah. Keep you strong in the Lord. That's why, one reason I know that I read the scriptures and I'm reading some of the same scriptures, because faith come by hearing, and not hearing me, but hearing the word of God. Amen. So I pray that you are having a wonderful day. I pray that the Lord will allow you to have a stress-free day, a joyful day, a shalom day, a whole, there's nothing missing, nothing broken, and I can go on and on, but that kind of day, yes, Lord, that kind of day, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, hallelujah, you're confident that you know that God is with you, when God is with you, and he's in the midst of every situation, and then you know that God knows where you are. If he's with you, he has to know where you are. Hallelujah. And like to say that he allowed you to be where you are. Even if you feel that you made a mistake, our God knew everything before the foundation of the world. He knew that we would do some stuff or some things that we thought he said. But he's the one that makes the crooked way straight. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He is our Father. Just think about that. And there may be some who don't know what the love of a father is, but we can certainly pray and ask him in as our Father. And I'm talking about the Almighty God. And confess that I don't know what it is to be loved by our Father. Some fathers gonna pass before they were born. All kinds of things. But God is our Father. And then we just ask him to teach us and let us feel his love as our Father. And he'll do it. He'll do it. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He wants that. He wants that relationship with us. Jesus died to bring us back in right relationship with our Father and to feel the love, to know the love that he has for us. Hallelujah. He loves us. Yes. In spite of us. Yes, he does. Father, we just thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you that you have already met every need for this day, Father God. We thank you for it. And Father, as I'm here praying, my mind and my spiritual eye is seeing all the levies that are breaking off. God, the homes that are being destroyed, Almighty God. I pray, Almighty God, we pray this morning for everyone that's been affected by the devastation of the water and the rain and elements, Almighty God. Stay the hand, Almighty God. Give your people a way out. Protect your people. We go through this time and season, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. Allow us to do our part for our brothers and our sisters. Open our minds so that we may see that we are to be helpers one to another. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for all that we will go through and experience this day. We thank you that we will experience more than anything your presence and the love that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you, Father God. We ask that you remember every senior and especially those who are dependent on people to care for them. We ask that you tenderize the caregiver's heart, the medical providers, the home care providers, Almighty God. Fill them this day with love and patience and understanding and care, Almighty God. Remember the physicians. Touch them as they and meet them at their point of need. And they're preparing and some are already in surgery. Remove the stress that they may have and the overwhelmingness of their day. Relax them. Give them peace of mind and perfect them, Almighty God, and allow them not to have arrogant attitude. Allow them to know, that you have allowed them to be an instrument for you, for the healing of your people, Almighty God, for you and you alone are the mighty physician. Hallelujah. Touch their hands, their minds, or breathe on them in the operating room. Hallelujah. Breathe on them as they make decisions for patients, Almighty God. Allow them not to have attitudes, Almighty God, or in the judicial system, Almighty God. First responses, Almighty God. Touch them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, in the youth, Father, you did not send them here to be lost. We place every youth in your care, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you for what you will do, how you will turn things around in their lives, and they will become instruments for you, vessels for the Most High God. Remember every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, called and ordained by you. Keep them strong and faithful to you, Lord God. Encourage them and be their hope as you are. Allow them to realize it and not get caught up in tricks and schemes. Bless them, empower them, and encourage them. And remember your children and your people everywhere. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty God, and protection, Almighty God, on the road, in the home, in the office places, and the workplaces, Almighty God, on the highways and the byways. It is in the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I just been getting visions and things, and I was just seeing stuff. Glory to God. God wants us to pray. He wants us to love him according to his way. He wants us to get to know him and please him according to his will and his way. He is like this. You know, when you tell your children, well, I'm going to the grocery store. Let's use that scenario. And I want you to make sure that this kitchen is clean by the time I come back. Because I have groceries. I'll have groceries to put up. But they decide, yes, the yard needs, the lawn needs to be mowed, and grass needs, perhaps need to be picked up. But that was not what you told them to do. You told them to make sure your kitchen was clean. They decide they want to go and do the yard. You're not happy when you come home because what you said was not respected. And they did not do what you told them to do. I can put a period there. So many times we choose. And so many times in the scripture we see where Israel took it upon themselves to do what they want to do. King Saul took it upon himself to do not what God instructed him to do, but he figured, this is, I need to do this. That wasn't what you were told to do. We must be conscious of the fact that God has showed us how we are to worship him, how we are to obey him. Let's ask or begin to really be conscious of pleasing God, conscious of being a God pleaser. Well, it must be all right. I feel good about it. That's a good indication that you might need to rethink that. We're not here to satisfy the flesh. And yes, we have things that we want to do for ourselves and what we want to accomplish. So we go to school, we strive for good jobs and good positions and things that will say, I have arrived. And some of us are working so many jobs and it looks like it's just not working. Number one, God made us free will agents, yes, but he had a plan for your life. He has plans for your life. So what makes things easier is if we, and when we begin to ask God, what is it that you would have for me to do. Let me now step in to God's plan, God's will, and God's way. The power and the anointing is there. We don't have to look at what this one is doing and that one is doing as long as we have our instructions from God, and we know his voice. We say, well, how can I get to know his voice? In prayer and fasting and reading, spending time with him, reading your scriptures. And in reading your scriptures, you will begin to know the things that God likes and the things that he dislikes. That's why Psalms 1 is so important for us, because it gives us a very good description of what we should be doing. I know that we have people who want to tell us what to do and how to do it, and step one, step two. And then you say, well, I went to school, I have talent, I have skills, I know how to do this. Lean not to your own understanding and skills, I'll add that part. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Seek God, make absolutely certain that you're hearing his voice. Scripture says, my sheep know my voice, and another they won't follow. Just settle down and purpose in your heart. And that will lead us, that leads us into Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And you can go to the next two verses. But think about that. Study that. And another thing. We need to be careful what we're watching and listening to. We're to watch our ear gates and our eye gates. That's what's coming in. What's coming in. What we're allowing to come into our spirit man. And if we realize that God is against certain things, we should think twice about allowing ourselves to be entertained by them. Okay? This thing. It's a good thing to be called a child of God. When we realize that we are the children of the Most High God, the only true and living God, I know it seems hard because sometimes we seem to be in places that we can't understand, and I mean, it just can go on and on. But nevertheless, when we stop and yield to God and begin to enjoy the moment and begin to say, okay, Father, what is it that you will have me to do? Realizing that this is not your home. This is not your home. But yes, he has made promises. We want the promises, but we don't want to share in our part. No, you don't have to worry. But if you're a child of God, there is a standard that we must adhere to. And we can leave it right there. No Santa Claus and just shake, do what I want to do and have my way. There are standards. There are principles to live in this kingdom and to get the benefits out of this kingdom, or from this kingdom. You understand what I'm saying? And as we begin to really grow and mature, you remember that you are a spirit housed in a body, and you become stronger. The Word of God, as the more you read, the more time you spend with God, the stronger your character, your integrity becomes, stronger and stronger. Then God can trust to put you somewhere and know that your character will keep you there. Just saying. Hallelujah. Preparation. Where, as a friend of mine said, She says, "Oh, Sister Lee, I'll wear this earthly garment loose." Yeah. So I get so wrapped up in the world. So wrapped up in God. And we need each other to encourage each other and to be accountable to each other. And then remember this. Jesus said, "How will they know that you are my disciple?" We have to show love to each other. We have to show care to one another. And sometimes we have to say some tough things because we need to be honest. If you see me doing something that's not right, you should love me enough to come to me and let me know. Amen? And we can't be so brassy when we become, when God allow us to come into a stress-free, abundant season in our lives, that we begin to turn our nose up at others who's not in the same season as you. Because you have to remember where you were at one time. And it's really not about that. It's for purpose in demonstrating what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Even in the dry places, He speaks to us. And sometimes the dry places, the deserts, are necessary. He allows us to be there for us to bond with Him even the more. Hallelujah. So wherever we are, our season, we honor and we are grateful to our God because, as I started in the beginning, I said, He knows where we are. And in due time, His time, we will be placed. But we need to be ready for it. We need to be on point. He builds us up and we thank Him. And my God, I'm not saying if you need food or you're hungry, even those places, those are some hard places. But I know He will provide and I ask. Find yourself those places. Even if He allowed it to be, I pray that He will have compassion and meet your every need. That you will have joy that you cannot explain. And that He will show Himself mighty in your life. That all you can do is bend your knees and bow your head and raise your hand, and those around you have to give God glory, for they will see that you He takes care of them. Hallelujah. Pray. Well, our time is almost finished, and I just had to share that with you. And no matter what, He loves us. He loves us. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. You remember, and we will remember, that we're loved by the Almighty God. That we are loved by the Almighty God. And my brothers and my sisters, raise your hand and just give Him glory and bless His name. And let the blessings of the Lord from the mouth of His children be heard in the earth. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 For He inhabits the praise of His people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He's worthy of our praise. Bless your name, Almighty God. We give you praise and we magnify you this morning. We glorify you, Almighty God, for you are God and the God alone. You are the great creator. Hallelujah. For you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. bless your name. You wonder in our eyes when we just look around, Almighty God, at all the works of your hand. We know, Almighty God, a man could not have done it. It was well thought out and well planned by a God that supersedes our own understanding of the word and the meaning of God. You're so awesome, God. You are the absolute power, and you are the absolute authority. You don't have it, you are. Hallelujah. You are the giver and the receiver of life. You make the crooked ways straight. You give water in the dry places. If you said it, it shall come to pass. All we have to do is look at Israel. It was said so long ago that they would be a nation again, that all had even forgotten it and lost hope. But your word still stands, Almighty God, and your word came to pass. So we thank you, Almighty God, for what you're allowing our eyes to see. We glorify you. We magnify you. Yes, you are God. And yes, you are God all by yourself. Holy and righteous is our God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you. We magnify you. Nothing is too hard for you. If you said it, it shall come to pass. It has come to pass. Glory. Hallelujah. You take care of your own. And we thank you. Glory be to you. Hallelujah. We'll read. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Almighty God, I bless your name. He said in this portion of the Holy Sacred Scripture, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's just hold on. Hold on to our Father. Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Almighty God, Almighty. We thank the Lord. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. 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 God is good, my brothers and my sisters. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And don't forget, we are a remnant ministry, so it is a God. Prayer first. And prayers like the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. God bless you and God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. Until we meet again at the